Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right, let's do it. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp is out. He'll be back on Monday. There's Scott Robbins. There's a lot going on. You got to turn that thing on, man. You on?
I'm on, yeah.
Okay, we're ready.
I'm,
we're rocking. We're rolling.
Poised. I'm ready to go.
You know there's breaking news.
I know. They interrupted today's show with it today.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Usually I don't pay much attention to that because usually it's bogus. It's just to, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
To get eyeballs. So this one was kind of important.
A Georgia judge has ruled that embattled Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis must either step aside from the case against former President Donald Trump or fire Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade.
Oh, man, that's going to be an uncomfortable conversation when she blows him out.
I think he knows it's coming, right? And they're broke up, aren't they?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think that romance is over.
Well,
as of last August, I think is what they had said earlier. You know, it's interesting because you get the reaction to this. Because a lot of people thought, how can she stay on the case? She perjured herself.
Well, yeah.
And she might be disbarred for this if you followed this story at all. And it was interesting. I'll do it this way. I'll give you law professor Jonathan Turley's reaction to it. But before I do that, Alan Dershowitz was talking with Megyn Kelly yesterday and predicted actually what would happen.
There's enough evidence here for there to be enough doubt about the integrity of the judicial system that on balance, it's far better to err on the side of disqualifying her than allowing her to continue when there might well have been an actual conflict of interest.
Yes.
That would be the right allocation of burden. But, that's not what's going to happen.
See.
This judge doesn't have the courage to do this.
Oh, doesn't have the courage.
Well, he
didn't want the blowback. So he's getting it. And this was another interesting point that Dershowitz brought up on the evidence that Fonnie Willis lied. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Even CNN, many of their legal commentators who were always wrong, say they didn't believe her. They didn't believe him. There's not enough here to disqualify, but we don't believe her. If you don't believe her, she's committed perjury. And if you don't believe both of them, they've committed perjury, obstruction of justice, and conspiracy to commit perjury. Again, let me emphasize one more time. She put people in prison on less evidence than is now against her. What hypocrisy.
So then the question would be, okay, the Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee, did he believe Fonnie Willis then? Well, no.
This is the...
He did.
Yeah.
And this is what makes you wonder.
Right.
And this was the reaction from Jonathan Turley to this ruling.
So this is going to continue to undermine the prosecution. From the very beginning of this controversy, Willis has put her interests and those of Mr. Wade ahead of her case, ahead of the interest of the people of Fulton County, and ahead of her office. That's one of the things that is most shocking about this. She should have recused herself weeks ago. And there is this disconnect in the opinion. I get much of what the judge is saying. I think the judge has done a fine job. He's been fair. He's tried to get it right.
I think there's a but coming. There better be.
And I get it when he says, look, I can't say that this relationship is the reason that she brought this case. That's true. Unfortunately, the case was not brought for personal reasons. It was brought for political reasons.
Oh.
I mean, this is a very politically motivated case, at least extending it to Donald Trump with this rather thin racketeering theory. So I get all of that. What I don't understand is how the court can find that she did act improperly in her public statements. He shreds the testimony. He strongly indicates that he did not believe Mr. Wade.
Okay.
But then he ignores the fact that they testified largely in tandem. Willis adopted his testimony. She supported his testimony. So if he was false, she was false. And it's very hard to separate these conjoined twins. It takes quite a surgeon.
But he did it.
Yeah, he did. He cut the baby in half, yeah.
So, yeah, you can stay on, Fonny, but then Nathan Waite's got to go. They
right.
both lied.
Well, they're both guilty of the same thing. I mean, that's...
If you follow this,
he's
thing
right.
from the
I mean,
cell phone?
Yeah, well,
where he was?
Right. Yeah.
What, they're just working on stuff till 4 or 5 in the morning? Come on.
And the cash and the money and all the garbage, the receipts they have for the trips.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
I suppose, and I haven't heard this take yet. It's probably out there. Can't be the only one thinking this. Without the case being totally dismissed, right? Mm-hmm. It's still going to go on.
Yeah.
Well, and people were wondering, will you get another prosecutor to take this, right? I suppose if you're Team Trump, you kind of want Bonnie Willis to stay on this.
Well,
you don't want someone that's going to be better at their job.
No. No. Well, she's not good at it, so maybe that's the best thing.
That's what I wonder. I
mean, keep your enemies right where they are.
Yeah.
For as long as you can.
What was your old line? Send a limo to pick them up to go to work
yeah,
every
go to
day.
Work every day.
If
yeah,
they're
I
a competitor
make sure,
and they're no good.
Yeah, I want to make sure she goes to work. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, I find this fascinating, though. I mean, and again, just from a every man standpoint... Mm-hmm. Just at every man's standpoint, even if you don't know anything else about this case,
yeah.
The idea here is don't date anybody you work with.
Okay. I did not know you were going to go that
well,
way.
There's been
plenty of times people
yes.
have done that, and it's worked out well.
Yeah, it can, but only when one of the parties resigns from said company or moves on.
See, I've seen it still work out with people.
I realize that, but you've also seen it.
I thought for sure your takeaway was going to be the judge probably knew what the right thing to do was, but he didn't want the angry mob coming after.
Well, I could have said that, but instead I went the other way. Yeah.
Never date someone that you work with.
Because it's en fuego now with these two. I mean, it's totally burned to the ground.
But you know plenty of people that have dated someone they worked with
yeah.
and it worked out, and they worked together for years and years.
I do, yes.
But you'd still say, don't ever do it.
No, don't do it. I mean, you know, it's just bad mojo, man. Just stay away.
Another.
I mean, you may think it's hot and all, and it's already ready to go. But, man, at the end of the day, you're going to get called to the principal's office. Holy cow.
It's almost like you're speaking from some sort of experience.
Well, maybe I have a little bit in that area. Yes.
Maybe we know each other too well.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Another story that's getting a lot of attention is Chuck Schumer. Unbelievable. From the floor of the Senate, calling for new elections in Israel. Because Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he doesn't really have it anymore.
Who
okay?
does
he
that?
He hasn't evolved with the times.
I mean, that's incredible. That's incredible. I don't know. I don't. In my understanding of history, I don't think I've ever heard this before.
I mean,
when our country, let me just preface that a little bit. When our country backs the play of some leader, you know, financially
mm-hmm.
and also politically, which we do with Netanyahu today anyway, we do.
Supposed to.
To call on an overthrow of the government or to call for a person to be step aside or to be defeated in an election, which, by the way, is coming up in Israel, is never. I mean, you can say that about regime change, about guys like Brezhnev or, you know, you go in the past, you find these horrible dictators,
sure.
right? You can then, America is demanding a sea change in their government. You can do that. But this is Chuck Schumer.
Well,
I just want to say, who are you, dude?
I mean, I think if we're to read this, it is, there's so much pressure on Democrats right now from the Muslim community to do something, ceasefire now, and younger voting Americans, you need to do something. And all of a sudden, they're just, what, bending the knee to these people?
Yeah, and by the way, Chuck's a Jew, just in case you were keeping score at home.
This was from yesterday.
At this critical juncture, I believe a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel.
What he's saying is that they want Netanyahu removed.
Of course.
That is exactly what he's saying, and he's a sitting senator that said it.
If Prime Minister Netanyahu's current coalition remains in power after the war begins to wind down and continues to pursue dangerous and inflammatory policies that test existing U.S. standards for assistance, then the United States will have no choice but to play a more active role in shaping Israeli policy by using our leverage to change the present course.
Wow. And people are, like, dumbfounded.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I know you're desperate and all. Are you serious right now? And then, you know, Mitch McConnell, he gets up and he can't believe it.
It is grotesque and hypocritical for Americans who hyperventilate about foreign interference in our own democracy to call for the removal of a democratically elected leader of Israel. This is unprecedented.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yes.
It is. It is shocking.
So
and they,
the
again, this is probably poll-driven, you're right.
That'd be my guess.
That's my guess.
It's all the pressure.
Even if they don't do anything, they have to look like they're doing something.
Well, just as an example, and we'll get into it a little bit more later. You had a group from the White House going to meet with Muslim groups in Chicago because they're very upset about what's going on and no ceasefire. Forget about the Jewish people in Chicago that have been under attack. Forget them.
Yeah.
No, there's some upset people that want a ceasefire now. And the White House says, okay, we're going to come meet with you. And CARE, that whole group, they're like, no, we won't meet with you. What? And then Chuck Schumer does this and bends the knee.
Yep.
It was interesting, you know, going to news for a lot of different, or go to a lot of different sources for news. One we talk about is Daily Wire. And, you know, when they were doing this story, talking about here are some of the things that people don't understand what's going on in Israel and with this whole dynamic. And it explains this pretty well. I want to see what you think of this.
Benny Gantz, who is Netanyahu's primary political opponent in Israel, said Schumer made a mistake and that only Israel's citizens will determine its leadership and its future. Any external intervention is incorrect and unacceptable. Now, one of the misperceptions of Israeli politics is that the country is currently run by Netanyahu's government. It's not. The country has been run by a unity government, and Gantz is a co-equal with Netanyahu in the war cabinet. Morning Wire spoke to Aryeh Lightstone, senior advisor to the former U.S. ambassador to Israel.
All right, listen to this. Gantz, which is Netanyahu's political opponent in Israel.
My first reaction is that this may be one of the most public betrayals of any ally in U.S. history, and that is without exaggeration.
Lightstone pointed out that the policies being blamed on Netanyahu actually have broad support in Israel.
Oh.
He said Gantz made that clear to the Biden administration in a trip to the White House earlier this month.
They brought Gantz to Washington, D.C., right? They didn't ask Bibi to come to Washington, D.C. They asked the leader of the opposition to see if they can convince Bibi to walk back. And then they discovered something shocking, that Bibi does not have Bibi policies. Bibi is representing Israeli policies. And when they saw that Gantz said that, they had such egg on their face, because this was the moment to be able to call out and say Bibi is different. Now Gantz comes back, and what winds up happening, this is the greatest irony of all of these things. Since Gantz went to Washington, D.C., and Biden, now Schumer, have publicly attacked Bibi, Bibi's numbers have skyrocketed, and Gantz's numbers have plummeted.
What do you think of that?
Well, we've known this for a long time. Everything these guys touch turns to crap. Everything.
And they totally misread the situation.
Well, they always do.
And we know better. Jake Sullivan's on it.
God, and we talked about Russian interference in our elections. And
I know, man. It's unbelievable.
You know, operatives being involved. And I mean, and we're openly doing it.
Yes.
Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, we're being run by idiots, man.
Auchincloss sauce.
Yeah, well, yeah, that guy. He's our leader.
Auchincloss sauce, yeah.
Yeah. Auchincloss sauce for leader of Israel. Yeah, whatever. He doesn't even know where he is. Okay. latest story about COVID. You remember long COVID? It's not even a thing. We'll get to that and much more coming up right here.
Imagine.
imagine. It's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley. David Van Camp out. He'll be back on Monday. There's Scott Robbins. See that shooting on the New York City subway?
Yes.
Okay, the take we had the other day. Might want that one back. Now that the National Guard's there, safest place you could probably be is the subway in New York.
Well, except it isn't. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Gunfire. Still, one guy's in critical. Got shot in the head. You see the panic? Just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that wasn't clear to me from watching the footage of this and seeing the different stories, was the National Guard there?
Well,
earlier in the week, you saw them everywhere. But I didn't see any National Guard there.
I don't know if they're actually on the subways or if they're checking packages before you get on the subways. I'm not sure.
Was it going to be on, was it every other train?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably, you know, like the detectives, the airplane detectives.
But all of a sudden, they didn't see anybody there, and then it, you know, dispute breaks out. Absolutely crazy.
You know, who's writing these things?
People need them every day.
I know they do. And you just got to think to yourself, my God, man, you're taking your life in your hands to get to work every day.
I've read several pieces from people that have lived there for years that said this is insane.
I mean, it's always been a rough place, but holy, people weren't shooting each other.
Not like this is crazy.
Yeah.
Did see this story. Mentioned it. Long COVID. Heard about it a lot. It can just stay with you. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as people are saying, you want to get vaccinated. Because not only, you may not die from it, but you don't want to get this long COVID either.
Yeah, whatever that meant.
Yeah. So I saw this Matt Vespa writing for Hot Air. And he mentioned that the CDC did issue, guidelines like earlier this month, that you can pretty much treat COVID like the flu. You know, seasonal sort of thing.
Right.
Okay. Remember when you said that before?
Oh,
this is going to be like the flu. Oh, nope. Booted off social media for that.
Right.
Yeah. Or that masking is, for the most part, ineffective. Oh, you're booted for that. That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What we find out from researchers in Australia, long COVID, that's a myth.
See, man, I've always questioned that. I have.
Really?
I've always been afraid to say it because I think there are some people that, you know, absolutely believe that's what they have. And there's been doctors who went, yep, that's it, long COVID. It's a thing, brain fog or whatever they call it.
I guarantee you right now, speaking for anyone that listens to this show,
yeah,
they want you to say what you think.
I don't disagree with that.
Even if you have egg on your face later.
But I didn't know. I didn't have any facts. I just was a hunch I had.
Like, really, is this a thing?
Yeah, right, because I just thought, I don't get it.
Well, was it Dr. John Gerard? Queensland's chief health officer said, we believe it's time to stop using terms like long COVID. They wrongly imply that there is something unique and exceptional about longer-term symptoms associated with this virus. This is a survey of over 5,000 people. And they figured out after a year, there was no evidence. They found that adults who tested positive in 2022 were experiencing this increased level of impairment at a higher rate than those that tested negative.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just didn't feel, I just felt like, well, we don't know enough yet, and that's just a hunch I have that.
Well, some people say things and it never comes back to them.
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Or other statements that you're still trying to figure out.
Because you can't build a wall high enough to keep out a vaccine. The vaccine can stop.
What?
The vaccine can stop a wall?
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Still trying to figure that one out.
Jeez.
Yeah. Without David here, what is the biggest story today, Scott?
Well, it's got to be the Fannie Willis case in Georgia and the judge's ruling on that one that she can, in fact, stay on, but she's got to boot her boyfriend.
Ex-boyfriend.
Former boyfriend or whatever he is.
Yeah. Nathan Wade.
Nathan can't continue. He's got to go.
Yeah. It's still confusing because it certainly seemed like the judge didn't believe them, but that's not enough to boot her off of this thing?
I guess not. It's going to be a big topic over the weekend, too.
Oh, no doubt about it. All right. Oh, you got a story we got to get to about foreclosures.
Oh, yeah.
Get to that and a round of What's Your Story? Straight ahead right here. All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial. He's off until Monday. Of course, the sexy boomer, Scott Robbins. You saw a story that caught your attention. It is making big news. This is foreclosures?
Yeah, it's the highest it's been in quite some time is where we're experiencing now across the country. I'll just give you some facts here. South Carolina foreclosures have rose 51%. Missouri, 50%. Pennsylvania, 46%. Foreclosures in Texas even rose 7%. Indiana, up 1%. Although foreclosures, they say, you know, they're still below where they were when the 08 financial crisis took the market apart. But here we are. So what's going on? Housing affordability is the worst it's been in decades. Thanks to a spike in home prices and mortgage rates. Combined, the two have helped to push the typical salary required now nationwide for home ownership up to $106,500.
Whoa.
That's a staggering amount of money.
I've heard different people say for a while now, the middle class is just getting eaten alive.
Dude. Like,
not going to exist.
Now, let's go back 4 years with the same thing, okay? Housing affordability, the income. 4 years ago was $59,000. It is up 61% in 4 years.
Oh, my God.
True to Dash, double the pressure.
And guess what? Binomics is working.
Yeah, it sure as hell is. How do you explain that, then? You can't.
You can't.
And it's a lot of it is driven by interest rates and how much of your house payment is actually going towards interest.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you mentioned foreclosures. I'm like, okay, yeah, that seems like a big story. But yeah, when you get into it, the nuts and bolts, where people are at.
Yeah.
And you still have the current administration saying they just don't understand how good they have it.
Right.
I mean, completely out of touch with reality. Well, and, you know, I had the clips of Janet Yellen yesterday. I mean, it's still crazy to me. Because, you know, a couple of years back, we didn't understand the supply chain at the time.
Right.
Didn't understand about inflation. And she goes on. And you're wondering, how do you miss that?
Right.
How are you still employed? How do you still have that job? And then later on, I don't even know if we got to this yesterday. You know, it was going to be transitory, right? Whole
That's
thing was
we
going to be
told.
Transitory. Yeah.
It takes a while for that to filter into the CPI. And so I have every expectation that the single largest contributor to it, to inflation, is going to be moving down over this year.
And that will bring the rest of it with it. So
it's going to happen now. Trust me. I've been wrong time after time after time. But, you know, and yeah, transitory, what did she say?
Housing costs. And we can see when we look at the market for new rental apartments that in many parts of the country, rental prices for new apartments have actually declined.
In which markets?
Yeah.
Where people have gotten the heck out of Dodge?
Yeah, exactly. When there's less demand, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
transitory, I guess, it meant a shorter amount of time. Okay.
These guys are focused on how many Pringles are in a can.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's the pressing problem.
We're working for you.
That's the pressing problem right now. How many chips are in a bag?
More chips.
Okay.
Yes.
Golly. $106,000.
That's crazy. All right. Well, you mentioned one of the big stories today. Fannie Willis, judge has ruled, can stay on the case against Donald Trump. She got to fire Nathan Wade, the ex-boyfriend, but she can stay on the case. I had a clip earlier of Alan Dershowitz. He was on Megyn Kelly's show yesterday and predicted this is what was going to happen. Said, he probably won't do the right thing.
But I don't think this judge is going to do justice in this case. I think he is going to figure out a way of not having her disqualified. Look.
Like, wow, he really did call that. Good
did
for
you
him.
Hear he had this ruling like 10 days ago and he sat on it?
No.
Until he could get security in place for him and his family?
Oh, my goodness. Well,
because
that
it
tells
wasn't
you something.
A complete exoneration of Fannie Willis, and he knew that. I'm sorry, Fannie. And he knew that, and the death threats were already rolling in, and he knew they'd be doubled.
Wow.
I mean, so, again, he's been sitting on this ruling for a while now. That was the word this morning.
But he also put out a statement that said, hey, listen, I've made this ruling, but nothing is going to influence me one way or another.
Right.
Do you believe that?
Well, when somebody's threatening you and your family.
I'm not saying it's wrong, but to say no. I'm not going to let any of that influence me.
No, and that's please. Probably the noble thing to say. But do I believe it? Well, I have a hard time believing it based on the ruling we had yesterday.
Well, again, man, I mean, they perjured themselves.
Well,
Dershowitz made that point, too. Everyone knew they were lying.
The real issue was whether they should be prosecuted, disbarred, prosecuted for perjury, for conspiracy, for obstruction of justice. Nobody watching those testimony could believe a word of that. I mean, you have these pings of the cell towers showing that he's near her house at 10 o'clock at night, that he leaves at 4 in the morning. They were not playing Scrabble, and this was well before she hired him at $700,000. If this judge believes them, it will really disturb the interests of justice. Everybody knows that they're lying.
Yeah.
And everybody does know they're lying.
Of course they do. I mean, the people on CNN, as he brought up, knew this was a disgrace.
Well, we were watching it ourselves.
I love the Scrabble line. That's just funny.
That is good. Yeah.
So you mean in any relationship you've ever had, when you're just starting to get to know one another, game of Scrabble? Never? Really?
Overnight? No.
2 a.m.?
No.
I really should go. What about a game of Scrabble? Just asking. I don't want to pressure you.
Maybe they were playing Monopoly instead. You know, that takes a long time to finish a game of Monopoly.
That is true, yeah. All right. Got to move along. That part of the show, do it every day about this time. May not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. Scotty, today, what's your story?
Well, there's all kinds of voices weighing in on the TikTok ban, or the perceived TikTok ban.
Might be.
The House Energy and Commerce Committee voted unanimously to advance a bill that could lead to TikTok being blocked in the U.S. And sent to the full House. Full House said okay. Now it moves to the Senate, and the Senate will either say yay or nay on it, but everybody's weighing in. A lot of conservative voices are saying, hey, no, slow down here. I don't know if this is a good thing or not. And the thing that was brought to my attention, a piece I read on Political Insider today was, you know, we're talking about banning TikTok, and why are we talking about banning TikTok? Why? Chinese spy app, right?
It's what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the meantime,
mm-hmm.
coronavirus killed like thousands of people and no one's done anything to China.
You're absolutely right about
Good
that.
Good thing that wasn't on TikTok, huh?
No, I mean, you can find hypocrisy with it all the way through.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not saying I couldn't have my mind changed on it. And I understand the point of, well, part of this is the United States wants control.
Well, yeah, they want it. Exactly.
To be able to spy on Americans. And, you know, we know what happened in the last election with big tech. I mean, it was absolutely influenced by the powers that be. I mean, the DOJ was on the phone with Twitter at the time. So I understand as far as this government overreach sort of thing, but this is our biggest threat, China. They know everybody's information.
Right.
So is it a bad thing if they have to sell part of that? I understand when people talk about, you know, the censorship thing. Okay, what exactly does that mean? You're just talking about this particular app that certainly has ties to the Chinese communists. You're saying that's got to be out of their hands. Okay, now you could say, well, yeah, what about, you know, these other tech groups, and what about this? Yep, let's go after that too and make sure that people don't have their privacy invaded and they have freedom of speech. But as far as this issue with China, we've got to decouple from China, as far as I can tell. Now, I know a lot of people with a lot of money that make money from China. They don't want that to happen.
Well, of course not. And you know what I did see interesting today was Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful,
yeah,
is now talking about forming a coalition to buy it, buy the TikTok. But he said, I'll only buy it if I get the algorithms.
I like the way you say the TikTok.
Yeah.
You sound like a boomer, which you are.
No, I am a boomer. TikTok.
Hey, get the TikTok.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do.
It's not the Eagles, it's Eagles. No, I just, and I thought, well, this is kind of interesting because he wants the algorithms that go with it.
Sure.
But he wants to control it with his couple of other partners that he's talking to about buying it.
It's lucrative.
Which I'm like, holy smokes. Well,
our information gets sold all the time. What was earlier this week? How you drive your car. If you have certain apps with a newer car, that information's being sold and it ends up with your insurer. And all of a sudden, there has been stories of, wait a second, my insurance went up 21% because they know you're a reckless driver.
Right, exactly.
But that thing with Mr. Wonderful, if they could do it, that's a question. The other part that I saw was the Chinese Communist government is not going to allow that to happen. TikTok to be sold.
Yeah, but they need this market bad, so they got to figure something out.
We'll see what happens with that.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. For my story today, for What's Your Story, I happened to see this a couple of days ago, and I hadn't had time for it. I want to make sure to mention it today. And probably, Scott, to be honest, more for you than anybody else.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear about Daryl Strawberry, the baseball great, former Met?
The straw that stirs the drink.
Yes.
Yep.
Did you hear what happened to him this week?
No, I don't know.
This is totally under the radar. He survived a heart attack.
Well, he's had some health issues. He had colon cancer.
Yes. Saw this in a couple of different places. I saw a post of him in the hospital with family.
Dang.
It was the day before his 62nd birthday.
Mm.
Yes. And it's also asking supporters for continued prayers. It's praising God for his amazing grace and loving mercy. Said after surviving this heart attack, I am so happy and honored to report that all is well. So thankful for the medical team and staff at St. Joseph West in Lake St. Louis, Missouri, for responding so quickly and bringing me through a stent procedure that has brought my heart to total restoration.
Oh, good.
Prayers are absolutely appreciated. And I'm like, wow, Robbins will want to know this. Well, because you've had a couple of heart attacks and you're a huge baseball fan, which makes me ask the question, do you have a ball signed by Daryl Strawberry?
I do not.
That's got to be worth some dough, right?
No, he's not a Hall of Famer.
You know what? I don't follow a Hall of Fame like you do.
Uh-huh.
Like, who's in, who's not. If someone were to just ask me, hey, is Strawberry in? I would have guessed, I guess from the numbers he put up earlier in his career before everything went haywire, that he probably was. I guess he was on track until he got.
Well, he abused himself.
Oh.
I mean, he was a cocaine head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was an alcoholic. He was a coke guy. I mean, he's.
Doc Gooden.
Yeah.
That crew.
All of them.
The book on the 86 Mets.
Oh, God. What a read that is, huh?
Holy mackerel. You cannot believe what was going on during the games.
Oh, yeah.
During the games.
And vials during the game. Yeah.
Well, the shortstop has ladies in the locker room during the game.
Who was it that slid? Was it Strawberry that slid into second and broke the Coke bottles in his
back? Oh, that's right.
In his back. One of those guys did.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, broke the vial.
Who was the guy with the women? Was it Kevin Elster?
It might have been.
Maybe I shouldn't say the name without knowing for sure.
Yeah, we don't know for sure.
Yeah, it's a wild book.
It was like a tour with a metal band, man.
But I'm happy for Strawberry for his life, and he got saved there.
Good.
All right. News update. Straight ahead.
imagine. It's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Opening day is coming up, and there's a pretty big basketball tournament this month. It's a good time to check out Prize Picks.
It's the easiest way to play daily fantasy sports. You're just playing against numbers.
You pick 2 to 6 players, pick a stat projection, and choose more or less.
There are no sharks to worry about. All you do is pick more or less.
They also offer injury insurance, so you stay in play even if one of your players gets hurt.
Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy.
Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports.
You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 on college basketball, pro basketball, baseball, even esports if that's your thing.
Download the app today and use code MVCR for a first deposit match of up to $100.
That's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100.
Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right. The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley. David Van Camp is off. Back on Monday, there's Scott Robbins. Of course, opening day is coming up. There's a big basketball tournament this month. It is a good time to check out Prize Picks. It's the easiest way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you playing against numbers.
Yep, you just pick 2 to 6 players. Then you pick a stat projection, and the choices are more or less. That's it. There are no sharks to worry about. All you do is pick more or less.
And they also have injury insurance, so you stay in play even if one of your players gets hurt. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an insurance policy.
Prize Picks offers weekly promotions and special offers, too, for the biggest moments in sports. And you can now win up to 100% of your money on Prize Picks with as little as just 4 correct picks. You could turn $10 into a grand on college basketball, pro basketball, baseball, even esports.
If that's your thing.
Yeah, whatever.
You'd do it.
Yeah, I would.
You can download the app today. Just use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, that's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100.
Pick more, pick less. It's just that easy.
So, you know, Don Lemon was supposed to have this show on X. I guess he is still going to have a show on X.
That's what I heard.
But he's not employed by X anymore.
You know, that's weird you say that because I didn't even know he was employed by X.
I remember talk of it.
Yeah.
Quite a long time ago when it was talk of Tucker Carlson and his show on X.
Yeah.
But Don Lemon interviews Elon Musk, and Lemon said, I thought it went well. Apparently, Musk didn't think it went well because before the show even starts, he's fired. He's gone.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And Elon Musk had said his approach was basically just CNN, but on social media, which doesn't work, as evidenced by the fact CNN is dying. And instead of it being the real Don Lemon, it was really just Jeff Zucker talking through Don. He said it wasn't authentic. You're like, man, I wonder how that conversation went. Well, parts of it have been released. It's out there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it does sound like Don Lemon is still on CNN. You know, earlier this week, we played parts of a conversation with Tucker Carlson and Chris Cuomo. And both those guys said, you know, I've changed a little bit. You know, I look at things a little bit different. It doesn't seem like Don has changed as he's going after Musk about hate speech.
Oh, no.
Here you go. Oh, yeah, listen.
Hate speech on the platform is up. Do you believe that X and you have some responsibility to moderate hate speech on the platform? That you wouldn't have to answer these questions from reporters about the great replacement theory as it relates to Democrats?
I don't have to answer these questions.
The great replacement theory as it relates to Jewish people. Do you think that...
I don't have to answer questions from reporters. Don, the only reason I'm doing this interview is because you're on the X platform and you asked for it. Otherwise, I would not do this interview.
So you don't think, do you think that you wouldn't get in trouble or you wouldn't be criticized for these things?
I'm criticized possibly. I could care less.
He doesn't care. And this whole thing, then he goes on CNN to gripe and moan about it. To Aaron Burnett, talking about the hate speech thing.
He doesn't understand that that sort of rhetoric that he talks about, the great replacement theory and a migrant invasion, that's what radicalized shooters use in their manifestos.
This has been debunked. This is the same guy.
People go and shoot up people, whether they be Latino people who live in Texas or black people who are in a supermarket in Buffalo or Jewish people who are worshiping. Those people use the same rhetoric.
What about the trans people that have been shooting up places, Don?
It's
no wonder he's already fired.
It's terrible.
Hilarious. This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here, Jamie Markley. David Van Camp out until Monday. There's Scott Robbins. Mentioned it before. Probably the biggest story today was the judge in Georgia ruled that Fani Willis can stay on the case, but she's got to fire Nathan Wade.
Yep, got to do that.
And the special prosecutor.
Think she's already done it?
I'm pretty sure that's probably happened.
Think she called him already and said, you're done?
Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee issued the ruling after hearing evidence presented by lawyers for the co-defendants. Thing is, it does sound like he didn't believe them. I mean, if you followed this story at all, I don't know how you could. Most people have agreed, yeah, oh boy, this is terrible for Fani Willis.
That's what was weird about the ruling.
Yes, well, and, you know, listening to Alan Dershowitz yesterday when he was talking with Megyn Kelly and predicted all this, it's like he doesn't have the guts. He's not going to boot her off the case.
Right.
And said, you know, if she was smart, she would have recused herself long ago. But, of course, she's not.
If she had been smart, she just would have recused herself. Not the office. Just recused herself and recused him and said, this is bigger than both of us. Let's get on with this. But she has an enormous ego. The fact that she volunteered the testimony and bolted into the courtroom and began to tell what I regard as lie after lie after lie shows, I think, what kind of a person she is. And I would not be proud of that.
It's a terrible look. So that's the latest on that story.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be interesting to see where it goes from here. And from the other part, what I understand, there's also a special investigation going on in Georgia. So she still may get booted from this case. Like, the whole thing is not over yet. Just this particular part is over. There's a separate investigation going on.
You know, and again, in terms of likability, and again, I don't know anything about her other than I think she's corrupt. But, I mean, the likability level went to the basement after we actually saw her. And the attitude and the I'm above it all and how dare you sort of question my integrity. And, all, you know, it was awful.
Even people in media that usually have the backs of Democrats kind of like, okay, admit it.
This, it was a carnival show.
This is really bad.
Okay, you're tough. All right. Okay.
So that's going on. You know, we talked about this earlier in the week, RFK Jr., you know, running as an independent, talking about, you know, a possible running mate. Who would he pick for VP? And Jesse Ventura's name came up.
Yep.
And Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Quarterback great. Now with the Jets.
Guess what happened after that news came out?
Media went after him.
Oh, man. Are they after him now? Again.
Well, they were after him during the whole COVID thing.
Oh, yeah, because he said he wasn't going to get a vaccine. I don't know if he ever said that directly. He just sort of...
I'm inoculated. Wasn't that it?
Yeah, or I'm whatever he said. Yeah,
but he did not get the vaccine.
No, he did not. And
then he got COVID, and then the dog pile was on.
Right.
Okay. And so then he goes on Rogan's show, and they talk about it. And I think a lot of reasonable people would agree, you know, looking back on it all, he was right.
Yeah.
About the vaccine. But they won't have it, the left.
Nope.
So, and honestly, still, even though I've heard different people say, I think this is legit, he may pick Aaron Rodgers to be his running mate.
RFK Jr. I don't believe it. Like I said the other day, I think it gets us to talk about it. And not just us, but I mean,
yeah,
all across media.
I just thought it was interesting. I wonder where it came from. Was that created out of thin air? I mean, did somebody float that story? I don't know.
Well, they've talked a lot over the last several months.
Yeah.
That is true.
I mean, they do align themselves a lot politically.
Aaron Rodgers has a lot of respect for FK Jr. and vice versa. Okay. So then all of a sudden, CNN with the breaking story.
God.
You know, Aaron Rodgers is a Sandy Hook truther.
Yeah, here we go with this.
Like, but he's like, what? What do you mean a Sandy Hook truther? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of the people that work at CNN. Yeah, she was at the Kentucky Derby in 2013, and he said these things to her, and she was kind of shaken up about it. Really, I've never heard that before.
No, me either.
And so all of a sudden, you're to believe, okay, through all of the COVID stuff and with the vaccine, that person's just sitting on this info until it's floated out there that he could be a possible VP pick, and then here it comes.
Yeah.
Did you see any of the coverage, like from Jake Tapper on CNN?
Jake Tapper's ridiculous, by the way.
You love Jake.
No,
I CNN
don't.
Has learned that in private conversations, Rodgers has shared wild and unhinged conspiracy theories in which he claims that the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting was not real, that it was a government inside job. Rodgers falsely claimed to Pamela Brown that there were men in black in the woods by the school, and he asked if she thought that was odd. Brown says that she found the entire encounter disturbing. CNN has also spoken with another person, one who would like to remain anonymous in order to avoid harassment, who had a very similar encounter with Aaron Rodgers, saying that Rodgers claimed that, quote, Sandy Hook never happened, quote, all those children never existed, they were all actors, unquote.
Okay. By the way, Aaron Rodgers, who was on a retreat, which he does.
Yeah.
Find that weird. And listen, man, I don't want to be the one to defend Aaron Rodgers. As a longtime Cowboy fan, I've despised Aaron Rodgers and how good he is
sure.
for years.
Yeah, I get that.
But I think he's been unfairly targeted. It's certainly about the COVID stuff. And then when you're looking at this, he released a statement.
Did he?
As I'm on record saying in the past, what happened in Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy. I am not and never have been of the opinion that the events did not take place. And he said, and again, I hope that we learn from this and other tragedies to identify the signs that will allow us to prevent unnecessary loss of life. Well, I think, yeah, they pulled up audio from like 2013 of him saying that because he was asked at the time, you know, about this tragedy. I mean, the story is awful. Obviously, and it was all over the place, and I think it was part of a newscast.
Aaron Rodgers getting in on that as well today. He shares what he hopes will come from this tragedy.
I hope that we can learn from this and look for the signs more and not ever have something like this happen and keep this on our minds because these are things that affect all of us directly or indirectly, and this needs to be something that we learn from.
Doesn't sound like a denial, then.
Well, you know? I mean, I'm going to go back to what you initially said. He told a reporter at the Kentucky Derby this story.
Yes.
Was it corroborated by anyone else?
This other person that doesn't want to...
Oh, remain... Okay.
Yeah. Pamela Brown from CNN is the one that said, yeah, he told me this at the Kentucky Derby in 2013.
Okay.
All right.
And maybe they all sit together. I don't know. But I wonder how Pamela Brown and Aaron Rodgers ended up talking to each other, period.
Well, I could see it. Okay, Kentucky Derby, it's a big party. Bunch of people are there.
Yeah.
A few cocktails.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Did he say that or not? I don't know. From what he is saying now, it doesn't sound like he's a truther or anything.
No. And what he said in 2013, right there.
Yes.
Boy.
Now, I know some people are saying, hey, from his statement, though... he's saying, I don't deny that it happened, but is he still thinking the government was in on it? That sort of thing. That he's got wiggle room there with his statement. Okay.
Yeah, you wait. I don't know. He's going to be labeled a transphobe because he said one of his players one time played like a girl.
But the media...
They're crazy.
Listen,
I mean,
man, this
nuts.
Was like a whole... whole synopsis of what's happened over the last couple of days.
CNN has exclusively learned comments he's made in private conversations about the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting not being real.
Aaron Rodgers, like his friend RFK Jr., is as well known for his embrace of fringe theories as he is for his day job.
Hold on.
Yeah, right.
What other fringe theories, other than Pamela Brown saying this, and then the COVID stuff? Is there something else?
I mean, I may have missed something. I don't know. From him, but I mean, he wasn't the only skeptic.
You follow sports pretty close.
I don't know. I know he was skeptical of the vaccine, but a lot of people were.
Yes.
It wasn't just Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he had a big platform, granted, but gee whiz.
I know.
Here you go. I think it's insane. And I also think, Charles, it's so painful and so hurtful.
You have to be insane to think that.
And for the record, Aaron Rodgers declined comment tonight, which also says to me, if somebody said that about me, and I hadn't said anything.
Well, I bet
like
he
that.
Did Wouldn't decline.
You? I mean, this is where we are as a nation. We have actually as a subject for debate whether or not a vice presidential prospect thinks a massive shooting actually happened.
Oh, shut up. Dramatic weirdo. Just knock it off.
I figured you'd like
Just
that.
Just shut up.
Oh, yeah.
There you have it, America.
Duh.
This is where we are.
Boy, they hate RFK Jr. and now him as well. Yeah, they people on the left, they know he can do damage to Biden in the end. Oh, buddy. By the way, speaking of sports, I saw this from Pew Research, these different facts about Americans in sports. I think you might be surprised by part of this. Percentage of people that took part in organized competitive sports in high school or college, one or the other, or both. How many people, percentage-wise, took part, like, in high school sports?
Today? Or just...
And no, this was Pew Research, like, you're talking about...
Oh, gosh. I'll
the whole gamut.
70%.
It's 48%.
No kidding.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. See, when you read something like this, you understand, again, man, my vision of the world is not always reality because I just think other people are like yourself. It's not always true. I would have thought it was higher than that.
Oh, yeah, me
like
too.
Play, like one season across country or something like
baseball,
that.
Baseball, football, something, yeah.
Yeah. And then it goes down to some other questions. We'll go through this real quick part. Did it have a positive impact on your health and confidence?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, physical health, that was, 82% positive. Confidence or self-esteem, 79%.
Yeah.
Then job or career opportunities. 44%. Like, it helped me.
Oh, later in life, you mean? Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Teamwork.
Yeah.
Got to work hard. Got to show up on time. Yeah. All those things. The team is counting on you.
That's true.
That sort of thing.
The only thing is, when I got into the other world, I could smoke and drink. But, you know.
And you were good. If there would have been a team for smoking and drinking, you'd have been the captain.
Well, I had a letter, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, all conference. All state, probably.
All conference boozer. Get a little trophy that's a bottle of Grey Goose or something at the end of the year.
Yeah, that shirt. I'm on a drinking team that bowls.
Right, yes.
Yeah. And then it's the percentage of people that cheer on teams, that sort of thing. And then the percentage that actually bet on sports. What do you think it is?
The former athletes that bet on sports?
No. Just all
general?
All people.
56%.
56%.
That's what I said, yeah.
Talking about you think that other people are like you, your perception?
Yeah.
It's actually 19%.
Oh, gosh. I always thought everybody does it based on what you see on TV and everything.
Based on what you do?
Well, I don't gamble that much. I don't really like to gamble.
I know.
I don't like to lose money.
All right. 2024 No BS election update. Next.
Opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
Do you hear that?
Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
In the Know, I'm Lauren Breslin. In their latest quarterly restaurant industry report, Square uncovered that delivery rates have decreased following COVID highs. Ming Tai Ha, general manager of Square for restaurants, has more.
While delivery isn't going anywhere, restaurants should always keep a close eye on their data so they can understand changes in customer behavior and then make adjustments. For example, we found breakfast skews more towards delivery and that consumer demand changes based on seasonality.
In April, California will enact the most expansive minimum wage increase for fast food workers in recent years.
Square is seeing that nearly a quarter of California restaurant workers are already paid a base wage of at least $20 per hour. This is a reflection of the steady increases in restaurant wages that have occurred across the labor market.
To learn more about consumer dining trends and increasing restaurant wages, head to square.com/press.
All right, then. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, enjoying some time off back on Monday. There's Scott Robbins, of course, the sexy boomer. You know what it's time for. Let's do it.
It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know without all the crap.
I'm about to do another research thing.
Right. Some updated polling from Mr. Robbins.
Well, this is from ABC. ABC News. Right now, Biden is currently trailing Trump in the swing states. Trump is currently winning Florida pretty big. Texas, Georgia, North Carolina, Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
That's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about.
I'm just looking at the numbers, jackass. That's what I'm doing right now. Assuming the averages are spot on, if the election were held today, Trump would win the Electoral College handily.
You're a lying dog face pony
soldier. No, I'm not. 312 to 226 over old silly Joe. We need a shot of true into dash, double to pressure, stat.
True into dash, double to pressure.
Something's got to happen.
Yeah.
This is really remarkable because these are, I mean, these are the states. You know, you got some states that are just hands on going to win, whatever.
Sure.
But the swing states. Donald Trump is outperforming him, sometimes with a margin of up to 7 points. Sometimes as low as 1 point.
Yeah, it's not going well for Joe by any measure. And it's like getting worse.
No one not done it. The history books will note it.
They are going to note it, too, that Jimmy Carter's not the worst anymore.
You've been saying that for a while.
No, I mean, he's polling barely better than Carter. Barely. And that depends on what you're looking at right now. And again, could the polls be wrong? Well, of course they could be. Nothing's ironclad.
But no, and there's a lot of things that are going to happen between now and then.
Next 7 months, yep.
I mean, you just go back to 2020 and think about the middle of March. That's about the time everything shut down.
Yeah.
With COVID. And everything that then happened before the election. The riots in the summer. Because you couldn't gather. No way. Can't
right.
do it.
Right.
And you remember the coverage of people like in Texas on beaches or in Missouri, Lake of the Ozarks, and getting together and ABC News and NBC freaking out. Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
These people are spreading all over the place.
Meanwhile, covering the George Floyd marches and protests and riots. And
they're protesting a virus of a different kind.
You had governors of states leading the charge, leading the march.
Absolutely.
These low-life scumbags. I mean, I'm bracing myself for something else. Don't know what it is, but I'm bracing.
Well, and I think Republicans got to get a handle on the voting in their state.
Dude, you got to
make
now.
Sure that it's not going to be.
Don't screw this up. You got plenty of time to do it, so don't screw it up.
Yeah. Update on the VP nomination betting odds.
Oh, here we go.
Tim Scott is leading double digits now.
Wow.
22%. Kristi Noem has taken a little bit of a hit. Don't know if that's because of the dental.
You're cutting commercial. An infomercial? Yeah, maybe for Smile Texas. Yeah.
Not quite sure. Mm-hmm. She's at 11.4%. Then at least Stefanik, Vivek Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley at 6.5%, which that's not going to happen.
No.
I mean, no, that there's no way that's going to happen.
I wouldn't can't think so.
No, but they got to put somebody else in there.
Yeah.
Some sort of percentage. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting. And something else to get to. Democrats are freaking out right now about the Muslim vote. I mean, they're going down on bended knee to like places we wouldn't even have imagined coming up. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Okay. Without David, what's the biggest story today, Scott?
Well, I got to think it's funny. Willis and what's going on in Georgia, where she's got to call up the boyfriend and boot him, or else she's got to leave.
Yeah, she's going to, I'm sure she'll boot him. I mean, it's not even her boyfriend anymore. So, yeah, Nathan Wade's going to be gone, and I guess she's going to continue on with this suit against Donald Trump. But the other part is there's also another investigation that's happening within the state. Because there are people in Georgia going, we look like complete idiots on the national stage because of these dolts. So you got that going on. So we'll get to that. Also, more from the disastrous Don Lemon Elon Musk interview that is just hilarious.
Oh, man.
All coming up right here. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Thank you very much for being here. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial, he's out till Monday. And then the sexy boomer, Scott Robbins, right there. You mentioned it, probably big story today is Fani Willis will stay on the case.
Yeah.
It's Donald Trump. But she's got to fire Nathan Wade. If you've been following the story, we knew the ruling was going to come down and played a few clips of Alan Dershowitz predicting, yeah, judge was going to do something like this. Wasn't going to boot her off the case. Too much pressure.
Right.
At least that was his thought. I think that's probably true. Jonathan Turley, law professor and legal expert, was on Fox. Rarely do you see Turley just laughing. But there was part of when he was talking that he just started laughing. And he does bring up an interesting point because it doesn't seem like the judge believed Nathan Wade and Fani Willis, but
I mean, this is a very politically motivated case, at least extending it to Donald Trump with this rather thin racketeering theory. So I get all of that. What I don't understand is how the court can find that she did act improperly in her public statements. He shreds the testimony. He strongly indicates that he did not believe Mr. Wade. But then he ignores the fact that they testified largely in tandem. Willis adopted his testimony. She supported his testimony. So if he was false, she was false. And it's very hard to separate these conjoined twins. It takes quite a surgeon.
But that's what he did. And again, there's a separate investigation going on. She still may get booted. Don't know. Keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, this is a story that I don't know if you heard about. To me, it was underreported. I don't even know if you heard about this, Scott. Anti-Israel protesters try to block people from entering a Monday night screening of Nova, the documentary about the October 7th Hamas massacre at the Nova Music Festival that killed hundreds.
Yeah.
This is in Chicago. So you got people that are wanting to go see this, and we've heard from people that have seen it how horrific it is. But you have these pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel protesters using megaphones, wearing masks, carrying posters, and they're trying to block the entry and yelling at people as they're going in. And one guy got attacked. Said he didn't want to be identified for fears for his safety. He was carrying a small Israeli flag. Said, I didn't say anything to anyone as we walked up. I didn't look at anyone. I didn't give anyone the finger. I was simply walked up holding an Israeli flag. Guy in his late 50s. Said one protester tried to yank the flag from his hand. The next thing he knew, he was being attacked by several protesters. Jeez. Said a group of them were swinging me around and threw me into a parked car. I was completely surrounded by maybe six or seven that started punching me in the head. He's going to be okay. That's the good news. Said, I think it's disgusting. You cannot walk down the street Jewish in 2024.
That is crazy.
It is crazy, but I mean, we see examples of it everywhere.
Man, oh man.
And I'm no longer saying pro-Palestinian. I'm saying pro-Hamas protesters.
Yeah, you might as well.
That's where I'm going with this.
So, this is the crazy thing. Because the White House and the Democrats are so freaked out about losing the Muslim vote, you heard the story about Chuck Schumer saying, well, we got to have regime change in Israel, basically. We need to have another election. Who are you, Chuck Schumer?
Oh, Chuck Schumer can go pound it. I mean, seriously.
Goodness gracious.
Shut your mouth. Who does that?
But you have these people, say, in Chicago, these groups, you know, demanding a ceasefire, the pro-Hamas people, the White House, we want to come meet with you. You know, we've got some officials coming. We want to meet with you. They refuse. This story, GN had this story. I just want to get your reaction, Scott.
All right.
See if it was anything like mine.
Dozens of Chicago area groups and leaders sent a letter to the White House saying there's no point in any more meetings. They want serious action.
Again, the White House, anything with the Jewish community in Chicago after what happened the other night? As far as I know, nothing. But this?
It's been 5 months of this.
Dr. Dina Kashawi is an OBGYN and a member of the Chicago chapter of American Muslims for Palestine. They're among a group of Palestinian, Arab, and Muslim organizations and leaders who say they refused to meet privately today with senior White House officials in Chicago.
It just seems like a way for the White House to pat themselves on the back for meeting with these community members, but not really doing anything or having any tangible difference that comes from it.
You can demand all you want. What is it with all these people in different situations demanding when you're not in a position to demand anything?
Yeah, and again, I'd like to know, what would you have them do?
Oh, ceasefire.
Yeah.
So that Hamas can rebuild and do it again, because that's what they said they would do.
Okay, what's the punishment for Hamas for doing what they did?
Oh, they've been punished enough.
Okay. That's where we're at with it?
I have no idea. No, okay. I'm not a spokesperson. No, it's crazy. And then with the primary in Illinois coming up on Tuesday,
ahead
you know.
Of Tuesday's primary in Illinois. Instead of voting for President Biden, there's a push from some groups to get voters to write in Gaza or leave the ballot blank. More than 100,000 Democrats voted uncommitted in Michigan's primary to demand a permanent ceasefire.
Doesn't that ring hollow?
Well,
for a lot
do
of
it
people?
Then. Do it. Right in Gaza. And when the presidential election comes up, Biden versus Trump, right in Gaza again.
Exactly.
Keep doing it. I want you to. I'm begging you to do it. Please do it.
They won't do it. Ilhan Omar just said the other day, of course I'd vote for Biden.
Well.
But ceasefire now.
Yeah. So that you got write it in. Write Gaza in. I want everybody who feels that way to do that. Just do it.
Again.
Don't vote for him.
This doesn't come from a place of like, hey, we just want a chance to have a conversation to give a different point of view. No, it's these demands. Here's one of the leaders. Listen to this.
He needs to threaten that the United States will cut aid, will stop sending weapons to Israel if they don't stop their bombing and killing in Gaza. It's as simple as that.
Leaders with the U.S. Palestinian Community Network say the president should expect more protests across the country, from the streets to the ballot box.
We will continue to reject meetings with the White House or with other leaders in the Democratic Party because they have blood on their hands.
Okay, fine. Don't then. Don't. Don't.
Right.
Okay.
I don't understand what do you, it. Oh, yeah. You got Biden in the White House. Oh, please let us meet. Please. We'll go and we'll give some harsh words to Netanyahu.
How about you demanding Hamas release the hostages? How about that?
Right.
Why don't you do that? I think maybe if you do that, you have an outside chance of there being a ceasefire. You don't now.
They won't do it.
But tell them. Say, we stand firmly behind the Palestinian people and not Hamas, and we're going to make that point clear. We want the hostages released today.
Nope.
No demands there. Of course not.
Don't hear that. No. Okay, moving along. You'll love this, too. As you know, Don Lemon is not getting paid by X anymore.
See, who's he getting paid by, exactly?
You can put it out there, but X isn't going to pay him. Elon Musk and he had some sort of deal, and then he interviews Elon Musk, and Musk says, yeah, this isn't going to work. He's not working for us. And Don Lemon is very upset about it. and went on his former employer where he got fired before at CNN to gripe and moan about
they
it.
They let him back on there?
He was on with Aaron Burnett.
To bitch about X?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Again, the statement from Elon Musk when this was breaking said his approach was basically just CNN but on social media, which doesn't work, as evidenced by the fact that CNN is dying. And instead of being the real Don Lemon, it was really just Jeff Zucker talking through Don. Wasn't authentic. And it does seem like, from hearing the parts that I've heard, it was the same sort of talking point crap that you would have heard on CNN. He did this whole thing about hate speech. You don't even know. What is he talking about?
Yeah, what is hate speech, Don? Explain that to me. What is it?
It's speech that he doesn't agree with.
Exactly. And if that's what it is, then it's not really hate speech, is it? Because you can't define it.
So, and he's saying to Aaron Burnett,
And it doesn't seem that he feels that he has any responsibility with that because he seemed really averse to facts.
Whose facts?
Yeah, Don's facts.
Let's go back into history and see how many times Don was wrong with his, quote, facts.
Yeah, many.
Give me a break. So then, I don't know if Don Lemon thought he was going to be, I'm a tough reporter just because this guy's the boss. I'm going to ask tough questions, like his use of ketamine. And so in the interview, he brought it up to Musk. And Musk, explains.
You talk about your ketamine use and depression. You also have said...
The reason I mentioned the ketamine prescription on the X platform was because I thought maybe this is something that could help other people. That's why I mentioned it. Obviously, I'm not a doctor, but I would say if someone has depression issues, they should consider talking to their doctor about ketamine instead of SSRIs.
Yeah, antidepressants.
Yeah.
Well, remember, what was the report at sometime within the last year and a half, that the whole science behind antidepressants is in question? I'm not saying one way or another, but it's in question. Elon Musk knows that. He's not playing the role of a doctor. He put that out there on X and thought, ask your doctor. See what happens. So then Don is telling Aaron Burnett why he asked about that. And I just want to get your reaction.
It's no secret. His drug use, or alleged drug use, I should say, has been extensively written about it by very credible news organizations like the Wall Street Journal. And I asked him that, and he said, listen, I have not read the Wall Street Journal. I don't read the Wall Street Journal. If I don't have time to read about everything that people write about me, I would never get anything done. Elon Musk.
Right.
Yeah.
Which you would figure.
Yeah.
That bothers Don.
Well, Don reads everything about him, all the time. You know that. I mean, come on, man. Don Lemon.
Listen, dude, you got fired for a number of different reasons. You should have been fired for ratings, okay? But it was a number of other issues. This guy is giving you a lifeline, and you're going to play some act? I don't understand it at all. It's crazy to me.
Elon Musk is responsible for satellites, for Starlink. He's responsible for Tesla. He's responsible for a number of different companies in the stock market.
Yep.
And I think that it is important for people to understand his mindset.
You don't think shareholders know this?
Yeah.
You don't think they know everything about him? Oh, my goodness.
Whether he's using drugs legally or not, but ones that he's supposed to be, that he is using prescription-wise, that he's following a doctor's orders under that.
What does it have to do with anything, you jackass? Why? What?
Trust the experts,
Scott. You're going to make sure that he's using his medication as prescribed?
Exactly.
Don Lemon's going to do that, and Don Lemon wants him to, give him the prescriptions and the dosage amounts and follow him around for a couple of days just to make sure? Then P-test him after that? Okay, Don. On it.
Because the shareholders deserve it.
Yeah.
I'm looking up.
They don't give a fat frog's fanny. All they care about is if I'm making money or not. If I'm not making money, I'm out. If I'm making money, I'm in. Yes.
Oh,
you think shareholders
gosh.
Scrutinize whoever runs companies like that? No.
Dude, I mean,
I don't care what the guy's doing, you dumb.
The guy hasn't learned anything.
No, he has.
Nothing. It's astounding.
Wonder if he had to be let into CNN because his key card doesn't work anymore.
Wow. All right, news update and set you up with the Friday Five next.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Making plans for your finances is important.
And that includes planning for how your family would get by if something were to happen to you.
Make life insurance part of your financial planning this year. Start shopping now with Policy Genius to find the right policy to protect your family.
Getting life insurance today means you'll have peace of mind so that if something happens to you, your family can cover expenses.
Policy Genius makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price.
You can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million worth of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams.
They work for you, not the insurance companies.
That means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance.
Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius.
Head to PolicyGenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save.
That's PolicyGenius.com.
All right, the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp out back on Monday. There's Scott Robbins. Always talking about different crises going on out there. Sometimes you get worried about your own investments, your savings. Good news, it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold, and Birch Gold Group can help. Because with other investments, sometimes it can be sketchy. I know you've done bobbleheads before, Scott.
Well, it works for me. I don't recommend it, by the way.
I wouldn't. But no. Gold thrives in times of uncertainty, and it's an important part of diversifying your savings.
Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket either. Simple. Just text MVCR to 989898. They got a free information kit ready for you.
They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers. So just let the pros at Birch Gold Group show you how easy it is to protect your finances through precious metals. Again, text MVCR to 989898 for that free info kit.
That's MVCR to 989898 and get started.
You used to watch The Sopranos, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the actor, butcher his name, Michael Imperioli.
Okay.
He's one of the younger ones on the show at the time.
Yeah.
He's on Broadway. And it's called An Enemy of the People, which is hilarious. Apparently, getting into the second act, some protesters started pitching a fit. Climate protesters.
Oh, God. Well, you know, you don't know who it is anymore. They're protesting everything. The unhappiest people on the planet.
Yeah. I'm reading this story.
Golly.
From Hot Air. And the protesters started yelling, "No theater on a dead planet."
Okay.
Stop the performance. Apparently, Michael Imperioli stopped and started yelling back at the protesters.
Good.
Feel like it was fantastic. Actor David Patrick Kelly also yelled at them as the audience applauded both of them.
Yeah, they've had enough. People have had enough of this crap. Stop it, you weirdos.
Oh, my goodness. That's great.
No theater on a dead planet. God.
Go back to drama school, apparently, is what Imperioli said to somebody. Oh, my gosh, that's great. Guys are yelling, "The oceans are rising. It will swallow this city and this entire theater whole."
Okay, thanks.
My gosh, man. Okay, so there's an update on that. We got to get you ready for the Friday 5 countdown we do every Friday.
Oh, it's a fun one today.
It is a fun one. Well, we're thinking, okay, is there something that we should do with David not here? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we're not going to do the greatest Daves of all time on the Friday Five if he's not here.
No.
I want to include him in that. They're like, wait a second. You know, talk about your favorite era of music, Scott. I'm guessing it's 70s or 80s.
Yeah, right. Yeah, probably both decades. Yeah.
Me too.
Very important to me, yes.
I think, well, maybe we could do the greatest albums of the 80s. Because you don't want a millennial messing that up.
So man.
That's what we've put together.
This list, though, I mean, it is really... Everything was close.
Oh, my goodness. There was a lot that could have made the five.
Oh, yeah, easily.
So you go by how big was that album? Does it stand the test of time? And how much do you personally like it? If you want to get in early, the number is 1-888-485-MVCR. The greatest albums of the 80s for the Friday Five. And we'll kick it off next.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right. Oh, it feels good. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley. David Van Camp is out. There's Scott Robbins. It's Friday. That means time for our countdown, and it starts like this.
The countdown is on.
You know what this means?
It's our favorite time of the week.
Anybody wants to get mellow, you can get the f*** out of here, all right?
The Friday Five.
It will test your head and your mind and your brain.
On the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Friday Five. Do it every Friday. Take a little break from news for a countdown. It's always fun. And today, without David here, well, he was born in 87. The greatest albums of the 80s.
He was born in 87.
Isn't that crazy?
Golly.
Well, you don't want a millennial messing up a list like this.
No, we really don't.
He wouldn't, even if he was here. He's got pretty good musical taste. People rip on your taste more than David's usually.
But
we don't need to get into that.
I'm boxed into a corner. That's why.
What do you mean boxed into a corner?
Oh, because I was a top 40 guy, and therefore my musical tastes are a little wider, perhaps.
Wider.
I get soft rock. I get pop rock. I get all that stuff.
Okay. All right. I don't know where it comes from.
I'm all in. I'm a Swiftie, yes.
Anyway.
See, that's taken out of context.
No, it wasn't. You said you were a Swiftie. It's fine. So the greatest albums of the 80s. The number to call is 1-888-485-MVCR. I mean, there's so many. You played so many of these at Top 40 Radio.
Yeah, I did.
Played some at Rock Radio. That was later in the 80s. But anyway, if you're thinking, okay, what was huge? What stands the test of time? And then as a personal like, and you put a 1 to 10 score on all those, and we got a great list. It's tough, man, because there were a lot of honorable mentions that could be in the top five easily.
You know, I didn't realize the decade was so good for music, but it really was.
80s gets ripped on, but you
think of
all these albums, man.
Yeah, great stuff there.
Just solid. All right, first up today. Oh, I think we lost Mary.
Oh, no.
Mary was on, and I think we lost her. Okay, but we got Ron. Hello, Ron. Ron?
Good morning.
You make it?
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Ron, what's going on, man?
I'm here.
Good, man.
Just wanted to go ahead.
No, go. You go.
I was just going to say thank you so much for what you guys do. A longtime listener. I remember the days before Dave. And Dave, what a guy. What an addition to the pair that he is. Hey, just saw a band at the Sphere a couple of times, and minus Larry, and it changed my whole perception of what concerts should be. I'm going to go with the Joshua Tree by U2.
Yeah.
Yes, that's one of those, bro, that is totally honorable mention. And you could make the argument
easy
to be in the top five with all the great songs. Indeed. Streets Have No Name, With or Without You, Bullet the Blue Sky, all of those. And the computer just frozen. I can't believe U2 at the moment. So I'm sorry about that.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious right now. Yeah, lost Mary, okay. And then the U2, all of a sudden, gone.
The God I believe in isn't short of cash, mister. Is that better? Like, I can do something anyway.
Yes.
Improv it as much as I can anyway.
Well, that's a bummer, man. Because if this thing's frozen through the whole thing, we're going to have to sing all these songs, and that's going to be Well, one would say tragic.
All right, roll the tape. Get the tape rolling on this
one. No, you don't want to do that. Don't want to do that.
Karaoke show coming up here. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. All right, let's go to Brian. Hello, Brian.
Aloha Friday, gentlemen.
Hi, aloha, Brian.
Hey, I was bummed to hear that Mary's call got dropped, so hopefully she can get in today. I'm kind of curious where she ends up on the list, because that is one of my biggest competitors. So.
Yep,
oh, absolutely.
Beautiful day here on the 503. I was thinking about leaving work early and go kick it in my Mr. Turtle pool with my thong backwards, sipping on a nice ice hemlock on ice. I was fortunate enough to see this person twice in concert, once as a symbol, once with his name back after the lawsuit. I'm going to go with Prince and Purple Rain.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Dismissed on my five by 1 point. But it didn't make your five either. And you played all these songs.
I did. And I love them. I'm a big fan, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
But it was so hard. I guess I kind of lost out on Test of Time a little bit.
It's still, man. It's up there.
It depends on my listening. I don't listen maybe to stations that would play it. I don't know.
It's still out there quite a bit. But yeah, it's iconic. That's good a great stuff. Album.
Yeah, really good.
And it always seemed like, even as like the rock dogs of the 80s, be like, all right, that Prince record's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, wait a second. Did Mary make it back? Did she make it back? Mary? I feel like George Bailey right now. Hello, Mary!
Mary.
Hello, guys. Happy Friday.
Mary. Happy Friday. So something happened. You got cut off or something.
Yeah, my call failed. I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you made it back
in. I did get back in. And hopefully I don't disappoint Brian because I'm going to say 1984 by Van Halen.
Oh, yeah.
Number three.
I'm the teacher. It might be. I've listened to this album from the 80s more than any other. It's possible.
I've listened to it a lot, too.
But number two and number one, I've listened to a ton as well. And you know, man. So you had Hyper Teacher and, of course, Jump, Panama.
I'll wait.
But then you had these great other cuts, too. Drop Dead Legs, Top Jimmy, House of Pain. It's a great record. It really is. Can we just, like, take the rest of the time and just, like,
play 1984?
Play a bunch of those songs? Yeah. Man, probably can't do that, but boy, it'd be fun.
Reach down between my legs. Ease the seat back.
All right, yeah, I know I've got to move on. See, that's the thing, man. And then you want to listen to all these songs when the whole countdown's over later on in the day. All right, let's get to Tommy. He's been on hold for a bit. Tommy.
You got it. Make it.
Thanks for hanging, bro. Yeah, what you got?
Okay, great show, guys. This is my favorite spot of the week also. This was a monster album when I was in college. Def Leppard's Hysteria.
Yeah, that just missed my five.
It just missed my five. Yeah. We were sitting here going, okay, are we going to limit it as far as like one, you know, per band?
Yeah.
You know that sort of thing? That album had like six singles, correct?
A lot of them.
All right, here's, can we name them?
Love Bites.
Love Bites was one.
Armageddon it.
Sugar. Women was the first cut.
Yeah, I don't, yeah.
Did you already say Animal?
No, Animal. Yeah, I forgot about Animal. Gosh, dang.
Animal and Rocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
That was massive. Pyromania was big, woman. Too.
That wasn't a top 40 track, though, Woman.
I know Rock played it.
Yeah.
Wasn't big at the time. But, yeah. Wow, that was huge.
Yeah, they were bigger, man. They were the biggest band in the world there for a while.
Multi-platinum. All right, let's see. Who do we got next? Let's get to John. John, thanks for hanging, man.
Oh, no problem. It sounds like Bite Dance is expressing their displeasure with you folks today.
Yeah, something happened.
Yeah, something's going on. Yeah.
It's weird.
So So real quick, Scott, I wanted to give you an insight on how things are working in the New York City subway. I get on at Grand Central Station, and they set up a table, and if they want to inspect your bag before you go through the turnstiles, they can. So they're keeping guns on the that are coming in on the trains from Chappaqua and Greenwich from entering the system. Very security theater. At least they haven't asked us to take their shoes our shoes off yet.
Yeah, that's coming, man. You wait and see. That's coming. And take your hand lotion away from you, too. Yeah.
Exactly, because we all love standing in urine. But anyway, Scott, as you apparently know from stations in your past, every girl is crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
Oh, yeah.
ZZ Top. Yep. The Eliminator.
Oh, Eliminator. That had a bunch of songs. Oh, there's another one. Yeah, Legs. Sharp-dressed man. Give me all your loving.
Yeah. Good stuff. I had a ZZ Top keychain.
Did you pay for it?
No.
It was from the record label.
Yeah, it was promo.
Yeah.
That was the coolest stuff. I mean, back in the day when I had it, people were like, hey, I'll buy that from you.
Did you lose it?
Of course.
Oh.
Dang.
That'd probably be worth some dough, man. Yeah, that was huge. And that was, you know, MTV didn't have that many videos. They got played all the time.
Those three guys being a hit with video.
Yeah.
Was really something.
I think it was the ladies in the video.
Three dirt dog looking dudes, and you know.
But they had the nice little ladies and the cool freaking
the
Ford coupe
spun around, and yeah. I mean, you know, the whole thing was.
Oh, my buddy bought a coupe, Ford coupe, 39, like
based
the classic.
On that, huh?
They were popular for a while in the mid to late 80s.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, that was a fun car. All right, it's the greatest albums of the 80s. The number again is 1-888-485-MVCR. Let's get to Mick. Hey, Mick.
Hi, guys. Mick. Happy hey, Friday.
Yeah, man.
Happy you too, Friday, bro. Guys. Thanks, man.
Hey, you know, a lot of talk on the show about a ceasefire over in Israel. Wasn't there a ceasefire on October 6th already?
There was.
You know, as a matter of fact, there was, yes.
Just people well, people know, tend to forget that, Mick.
Yeah.
They do. And, you know, people are so nervous right now. Everybody's all jumpy. You know, it's kind of like being around an Arab sheik who has epilepsy. We all just know it's a matter of time before the fit hits the shan.
Mick's coming in hot today.
Yeah, I'm coming in hot.
So, what you got for an 80s album, Mick?
It had to be Thriller by Michael Jackson. That was a big one.
Yeah, huge.
Oh. Okay, at Top 40 Radio, how many of these did you play? How many songs?
However many there were. I mean,
Billie Jean. Beat
Can't
It,
Stop
Thriller.
Can't Stop Loving You, is that on there? Billie Jean, Thriller, Human Nature, Want to Be Starting Something.
TYT, Pretty Young Thing.
Yeah, there was like six of them there.
Although, a lot of songs that don't sound so good anymore.
I still love Human Nature, I still love that song.
Yeah, I hate it when people put you in that light rock sort of
mindset. No, it's Top 40 song all the way right there, man, no doubt. Shut up.
Again, the number 1-888-485-MVCR. It's the greatest albums of the 80s for the Friday Five. We're still looking for number one, number two, number four, and number five.
Golly.
Well, there's so many great honorable mentions, wow, too. We will wrap it up coming up right here.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger,
offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Thank you for being here, Jamie Markley. David Van Camp is out. He'll be back on Monday. There's Scott Robbins. Got the Robbins trifecta and a news update to get to. First, we got to finish up the Friday Five.
Number five.
Our five today. Greatest albums of the 80s. That's your number five.
Yeah.
Escape from Journey.
Good one.
At Top 40 Radio back in the day, Scott Robbins played a lot of those hits. You played them all.
Yep, and the test of time on this band is incredible.
Really is. 1984 from Van Halen was number three. Still looking for number one, number two, and number four.
How can we because have number one?
Number four.
Slippery When Wet. You are not the biggest Jovi guy.
No, still I'm not. I never have been. But I got to admit, it was huge.
And that one still gets played all over the place.
Yep.
Holy cow. The test of time is big on that.
Yep.
So we got two and one still out there. Let's go to Woody. Woody, thanks for checking in. How's it going?
Hey, guys. Love your show. Scott, I'd like to remind you of our Midnight Scrabble game with me, you, Casey, Jake Tapper this Saturday at my house.
Okay. I'll bring the Grey Goose, okay?
Done.
All right, buddy.
Oh, that's great. What you thinking album today? Woody, we're still looking for number one, man. Are you going to get it today?
Let's hit it out of the park. AC/DC, Back in Black.
Oh, baby.
He flushed it.
Number one.
That's a 10. For how big it was, it's a 10 for Test of Time. And it's near a 10 for personal. I found, holy cow, man. Not just, of course, Back in Black. You go through that album. It's like sold like 30 million, some crazy like that, you know? You just put it on and just let it roll. That sounds so good. One of your favorites right there, Scotty.
That's a great song.
On and on.
I love this one, too.
I know. Look at that masterpiece. Yeah. See, we could go on and on, and we got to keep the countdown rolling.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, man. Okay, that was a whole lot of fun. Sure we can't keep that rolling? Okay.
We can.
Who's next? Let's get to Greg.
Hey, Greg. Greg.
Hello, Greg.
Greg.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Viva Costa Rica, gentle people.
Yeah.
Yeah, Viva Costa Rica. You're right.
Since I have my white privilege reinstated, Chuck Schumer should have his Jewishness revoked.
Hey, there, you know, great idea. Yeah.
I don't think you're alone in that assessment.
Don Lemon should ride the subway with his non-replacement theory.
There you go.
I love my wife, Monica. I tried to get Metallica and Justice for All. Don't understand why that's not on there. But let's go with the Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction!
Number two.
I would say Master of Puppets is more deserving than Justice, but that's just me. But yes, good number two. You can't deny this one, Scotty.
No, I can't.
Now, this isn't one of those that you'd, like, dug in deep to the album. Not your favorite.
No, but I was certainly aware of their popularity, and there was a musicality to these guys that I liked.
Okay.
You know, there was hooky. The songs were hooky.
You like that?
Yeah.
Did you like Paradise City?
Oh, yeah, very
okay.
much.
Okay. And you like Jungle?
Yeah, played Sweet Child. A lot. Okay.
What did you like?
It's okay. I don't reach for it, but hey.
No Mr. Brownstone for you?
No. It's okay, though. I don't hate it.
Okay.
I mean, if it comes on the radio, I won't change it.
All right. Man, we're running out of time. We got to get to Johnny.
Okay.
Hey, Johnny. Johnny? Hello, Johnny.
Happy Friday, brothers.
Johnny, we only got like 40 seconds, yeah, man, but it's great to hear your voice.
What you got?
Hey, man, no problem. I'm just out here in my Speedo at beautiful Bennington State Lake. Hey, let's go with the... How about Born in the USA, brother? So short for time.
Perfect, Johnny. Always good to hear from you, man. It's like a theme song for Johnny. See, all these. You look at Brothers in Arms from Dire Straits. I mean, Tom Petty, REO, High Infidelity.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Synchronicity from The Police.
Yeah.
The Whitesnake album, Whitney Houston. I mean, it's really a good decade for great albums. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. And yes, that was a fun Friday 5, and thank you as always for participating.
You know, I can see why Top 40 was crushing it back in the mid-80s like that. Because you played Whitney Houston and Van Halen on the same station.
Oh, yeah, and Springsteen.
And just the accessibility of the music was incredible for radio.
And would you say, for the most part, now it's just garbage? I guess you wouldn't say that.
I don't
that.
Listen to it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm all in. I'm a Swiftie, yes. Well, besides being a Swiftie, which I'm all in with, as you know.
Oh, yeah, what's the biggest story today? We usually ask.
Well, it's got to be the Fannie Willis thing, right? I mean, what's going on in Georgia right now?
Yeah.
With the judge and the ruling and...
Do you want to hear MSNBC's reaction to that?
Of course I do.
Okay, then we're going to have to get to that and the Robbins trifecta all coming up right here. All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. I'm Jamie Markley. David Van Camp is out. He'll be back on Monday. There's Scott Robbins. Got the trifecta coming up in just a few. One of the bigger stories of the day, Fannie Willis will apparently remain on the case, we think. In Georgia against
That was
Donald
the ruling
Trump.
Anyway. She could if she wanted to.
But she's got to fire Nathan White.
That's the problem. Yeah. Or maybe it's not a problem. I don't know.
Still waiting to hear from Fannie Willis, I'm guessing. It's not like it's her boyfriend anymore. Well, it's not.
I know. It's just, here we are, man. We're talking about a district attorney in Georgia who has to fire the person she hired to investigate the former president of the United States.
Right.
Because they were up to shenanigans together.
Yes, and then he is paid far more than anybody else around him.
Yeah.
With a case that he has no experience in. And they're going on all these trips together.
Yeah.
And all of this comes out. It's kind of crazy. I mean Alan Dershowitz, you know, on with Megyn Kelly talking about it. Everybody knows that they're lying, which is odd because it's almost like the judge knows they're lying but also says, okay, well... There's not proof that she was benefiting from it financially.
Yeah.
So that part where she talked about how she paid him back in cash for all that, just oodles of cash around the house?
I have kept money in my house. That money, in my worst days, has probably only been $500 or $1,000. At my best days, I probably had $15,000 in my house at Kate. Cash. At all times, there's going to be cash in my house.
Who doesn't have $15,000 in cash just laying around to pay for whatever?
Everybody I know.
Of course.
Yeah.
But Dershowitz yesterday saying...
Even CNN, many of their legal commentators who were always wrong, say they didn't believe her. They didn't believe him. It's not enough here to disqualify, but we don't believe her. If you don't believe her, she's committed perjury. And if you don't believe both of them, they've committed perjury, obstruction of justice, and conspiracy to commit perjury. Again, let me emphasize one more time. She put people in prison on less evidence than is now against her. What hypocrisy.
Of course. But you know who's not happy about this decision?
Nathan Wade.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't seem like the people at MSNBC are too happy.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. I haven't heard this yet.
You
this
know,
ought
feels
to be
like
good.
Thankful? Because in the ruling, I mean, basically says, yeah, there's all this wrongdoing, but you can stay on the case, but you got to let this guy go. Mika, well, she goes after the, I can't believe anyone would actually... even be a lawyer for Donald Trump. That's what it sounds like.
And there is where the Trump team can feast on the words inside these decisions. And, of course, this is a team that is defending a man whose words were heard on Access Hollywood saying that he can grab women by the genitals.
Oh, come on.
A man who has been accused of rape multiple times and by E. Jean Carroll found guilty in a civil court liable.
E. Jean Carroll. Do you understand how many people take her serious?
Liable, I should say, of sexual assault.
Okay.
The judge defining the actions, though, actually tantamount to rape. And also hush okay. money payments, not just to one. One is in okay. an indictment, a criminal indictment, but there are reportedly hush money payments
somebody get her a glass
to many
of
other
wine.
Women. This Something. Is the man this team will be going after, defending as they go after Fonnie Willis's improper behavior,
all right.
and they will run.
Let's get to the legal expert part of this, because they got to bring this person on. But Joe doesn't want to hear any statements from Trump, Scott.
Now MSNBC legal analyst Danny Savellos also with us.
Yeah.
NBC News legal analyst and former federal prosecutor Andrew Weissman. There is a Trump statement on the breaking news.
Danny, what are your thoughts on the judge's decision? I don't really seriously like I don't want to read fascist propaganda.
Oh, shut up.
I knew you'd love that.
Dork. You know, by the way, he wouldn't have a problem with any sort of workplace relationship, seeing he had one. I'm throwing a flag on that right away.
I would argue if this is a racketeering case to end democracy, which I believe it is, then you've got to take extra care.
Yeah,
right?
When we're talking about ending democracy, is this the only thing these people have?
Well, what else are they going to talk about?
And what does that mean? What is it? You'll never explain what it means.
No. Ending democracy coming from a party that's trying to jail their largest political opponent.
Correct.
Who, during a protest, has jailed people for years now.
Yeah.
I mean, shut up about your democracy, you pinhead.
He's going to go on.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just want to put it in perspective. This is a mistake around a loving consensual relationship in a case against a guy.
I had heard that before. Oh, they freaking lied about it under oath, dude.
Loving consensual relationship.
See, it'd be different if I forced herself on him. What?
Who has been found liable for rape and who has been credibly accused in many circumstances of non-consensual relationships.
Okay,
with
this
women.
Is what about so, again,
and, also, a guy, as you said, who is trying to end American democracy.
Okay, how?
Let's just say trying to end American democracy, period.
Seriously, man.
What a weasel. That guy.
These people need help.
Well, they're mentally ill.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I've been around, you know, elections longer than any of you have been. Presidential elections. I grew up in a union household. My dad was a diehard Democrat. He followed politics. I mean, all of this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I grew up with this stuff, right? I get it. There were liberals, Democrats in this country who hated Richard Nixon. Hated him.
Okay.
To the extent of hatred that I've seen for Donald Trump is, again, this is mentally ill people. These people are mentally ill. They are. I mean, I'm not even kidding.
You've never seen anything
They're
like it.
They're sick. They're sick. They can't get over it. They get up and vomit every day. I mean, they can't. They go to sleep thinking about it. They wake up thinking about it. They go to the grocery store thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
He consumes them.
Like Kimmel.
I've never seen this before, ever.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I can almost guarantee we'll never see it again. I knew people who hated Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Hated him.
Not like this.
But this is beyond the pale, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In democracy. This is like biting your own face in the corner, you know? I mean, it is.
All right.
Gosh,
are you ready for your big three?
Yes.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
One, two.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins show.
Oh, Casey, do you think biting your face in the corner is funny?
Yeah.
Me too. Okay.
I'm glad he liked it.
The Scott Robbins trifecta top three, of course, helped by his hero.
Hi, it's me, Casey.
How about a little corned beef cabbage and green beer this weekend, Casey? What do you say?
Got you.
Okay, well,
I'm ready.
What time are you coming? All right, let's do it.
I'm ready.
I know.
Three.
Okay, what is three today?
A Haitian man in the United States, because of a parole program from the Biden administration, was arrested for raping a 15-year-old girl developmental disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
She was disabled.
Oh, gosh.
Bill Lucian reports, per DHS sources, The Haitian man arrested for raping a 15-year-old girl, disabled, at a migrant hotel in Massachusetts Wednesday night, came to the U.S. via the Biden administration's parole program for Haitians, which allowed him to fly into JFK and take up residency here in the United States. Your tax dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen. Just want you to know that.
So infuriating, man.
Now, on with the countdown. 15-year-old
disabled girl. Fantastic. You know, Trump said it best. They're not exactly sending us their best.
No. No.
And he's right. He was right then. He's right now.
A lot of countries have let out the most hardened criminals.
Yeah,
get them out of here. Send them to the United States.
Well, this is a one-off, though. I mean,
Oh, of course, yeah. All right, Scott Robbins, trifecta, the top three of the day up to number
two.
Are you excited about the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris coming up, man?
I don't think about it a whole lot. There might be something I'll get interested in at the time, but I don't think about it much right now.
Well, the French and the Parisians have proclaimed this to be the greenest Olympic Games ever in the history of the Games. Got it?
I heard something about this.
There will be, this is a true story. There will be no air conditioning in the athletes' room in 2024, Paris, which pledged to host the greenest ever Olympic Games. The mayor there said the Reuters plans to keep the athletes cool, just not with any air conditioning. I don't know how they're going to do that, but apparently there's some sort of weird plan in place.
Wait,
you know, in Paris, it was like the hottest summer ever last year, too.
Okay, so there's a plan in place, but it's not air conditioning.
It's some kind of
people like just holding up old school
cold
fans,
water, or some kind
like Egyptian times, and just waving it back and forth.
Yeah, just just ice inside of a big pallet. I don't know. But some of the Olympics, our athletes are going, hey, wait a minute. What?
Are they?
Yes, that's insane.
Well, listen, man.
They built this billion-dollar Olympic Village.
But no AC.
No AC.
Because it's not green.
No.
I mean, with athletes, more and more they find out, you know, how important sleep is. You want to sleep. Well, a lot of people, you have to have it a bit cooler to sleep.
Yes.
For optimal sleep.
Yes.
If it's hotter than Hades there, how are you going to sleep? You're just going to sweat? No, they have things in place. Wow. Okay, that'll be interesting.
Well, it will be because it's terrible.
But and the countdown continues.
The greenest Olympics ever.
Scott Robbins, trifecta, top three of the day.
And finally, one.
Boy, I don't like to talk too much about pop stars, but St. Louis, Missouri concert by Olivia Rodrigo. You heard of her, right?
Yeah.
She was performing there, and during the show, a group called Missouri Abortion Fund had set up booths at the show, and they were handing out free gifts to the fans. What were they handing out? Plan B abortion pills. You can't make this up.
Wow.
They were handing out abortion pills at the show. And apparently Olivia Rodrigo said, yeah, you can do that, absolutely. She's on a crusade from the stage. She's yapping about it and all kinds of other places. But as somebody said, shouldn't a doctor be involved with this? Because essentially it's a chemical miscarriage. And how many young girls are going to grab this free sample or whatever, thinking they're pregnant, not be pregnant, take it, and then really, who knows what the ramifications will be after that?
Oh, yeah. You got Christina Aguilera with Dr. Jill, Dr. First Lady Jill Biden.
Yeah.
And then Kamala's going to the abortion clinic.
Yeah.
Yay!
And now you got Olivia Rodrigo, and during the show, passing out Plan B packets.
Wow.
And there you have it.
The thing you never thought you would see.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, this is their utopia. All right. Scott Robbins, trifecta. Well done, as always. Okay. We got to get to another news update. A lot going on for Friday. And, of course, Nimrod's in the news. Straight ahead right here.
Planning for spring at Lowe's means big savings on outdoor power equipment. And Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Buy one select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Get one select 56-volt battery free. That's up to a $299 value. Power through spring with Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 4/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
All right. The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp is out back on Monday. There's Scott Robbins. Talked about it before with rising costs, concerns about the economy. Running a business right now is the hardest it's been in a long time, but you can simplify the nuts and bolts of it, like closing the books, things like that, with NetSuite by Oracle.
Everything you need to grow your business, all there in one place. You get a customized solution for all your key business performance indicators.
It's all in one efficient system, letting you manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. And when you have it all together like that, it just makes it easier to make good decisions for your future.
Yeah, that's true. And right now, NetSuite has an unprecedented offer to make it happen. You can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist. This is designed to give you consistently excellent performance. It's free at netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR to get your own KPI checklist.
Yeah.
Story that you had yesterday, Scott, was what's going on in Toronto. And I guess this happens.
Oh, what? Gosh, yeah.
There's like a gun grab and you don't have enough police. And
right.
Hey, right now, criminals, they want your car. So just leave the fob out front.
Yeah. Yeah, just leave
your
it out front.
Keys, fob, whatever. They don't want to hurt anybody. They just want to take your car.
Yeah, they just want to steal the car. That's all.
Okay. You said that, and of course we thought it was the craziest thing, but to actually hear the police in Toronto saying it.
Yeah.
To prevent the possibility of being attacked in your home, leave your fobs at your front door. Because they're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else. A lot of them that they're arresting have guns on them, and they're not toy guns. They're real guns. They're loaded.
I've got real guns, too.
Yeah, except you took him away from me.
Oh, in Canada.
Yeah.
My gosh, man.
I mean, isn't that the craziest thing?
Yes.
Where does that stop?
Just give up your car.
Yeah, just give it up.
I know, it might be a nuisance for you.
Right.
Might be tough to get to work.
Yeah.
Get kids to where they need to go and all that. But, you know, these people, they're mean. They have guns. So just give up your keys. Well, thanks. What is that?
It's giving up. It is. It's just wholesale waving the white flag. We can't stop it. Okay.
Gosh.
We don't want anybody to get hurt. So
sometimes you think, okay, are people exaggerating how bad it's getting in Canada? And you hear that.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, nope. No, they're not.
Why don't you just fix them a sandwich before they take the keys from you?
Yeah.
Here, sit down. Have a sandwich.
Thirsty?
Yeah.
I guess. Parched?
Yeah.
What would you like to drink?
Yeah, let me get you something.
No problem.
Okay.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dan.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrods in the News. I have a feeling you're going to like this one. This is the story in England about a 52-year-old woman got pulled over. Had booze on her breath, so it's time for the breathalyzer.
Yeah.
But she made it more complicated than she needed to. Cop explained she needed to blow steadily for a few seconds, but instead she tried to suck on it like a straw.
Oh, no.
She asked him, do I blow in or out? He said, how do you blow in? That's sucking. And she said, am I sucking in or out? God. Yep. Told her to pretend she was blowing up a balloon. She understood that. Okay. But then she stopped early. I'm like, no. Now we got to do it again. She eventually blew 4 times the legal limit.
Holy smokes.
Wow.
Man.
She got sentenced to 18 months probation and 120 hours of community service. It's her 4th DUI.
No, get see.
So she's lost her license until 2027.
Jeez.
Wow. Dude in California was arrested for holding a chainsaw. So he stood in the bed of a pickup in front of a Subway. I don't know if you heard anything about that.
No.
It's tough being a cop, man.
They attempted to approach the suspect. He was outside his vehicle. He was uncooperative, became combative. So they took a step back to de-escalate the situation. At one point, he recovered one of his chainsaws from the back of the truck, and he started the chainsaw. So the officers maintained their distance. At this point, he began to pour some gasoline in the back of the truck, and part of that gasoline fell on his pants. He did have a lighter as well.
Oh, my goodness. It turned out to be okay. They got him in jail. And then police in Nebraska, they're still searching for a person in a Tigger costume who broke into a vape shop.
He's bouncing.
And that's Nimrod's in the news.